This vial will curse you with a vow of chastity, which will be maintained for at least 9 months, and if not removed within 12 months, will become permanent. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I've told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Nice and deep and relaxed. So deep, so obedient, so relaxed. Now, you have made a vow. You have made a vow of chastity. It is a very serious vow, and you are going to find yourself becoming more and more committed to it. You enjoyed sex. It was a wonderful gift, because through sex, you express your love and your tenderness, and of course, you get great pleasure, and even sire children. You find ways to live safely and enjoy it very, very much. Most people need physical sex, but sex is not for you. You have had enough in your life. You're going to find that sex is beginning to disturb you. It used to fill your life too much. It kept you away from the people you love. It makes you unfaithful to the people you love, and you know it. Therefore, through chastity, you are going to offer yourself. Through chastity, you are going to love and be loved. And through chastity, you are going to learn humility and your own limits. Chastity is going to increase your energy and make you even happier than you have ever been. It will also make you suffer. Of course you'll suffer. You'll end up feeling frustrated and even obsessed. But this is a burden that you have to bear, and you will find ways to overcome your cravings. In fact, if you think of sex, you will immediately feel a compulsion to do whatever it is you can to keep yourself away from it. If you find yourself getting horny and you look at porn, then you will find things to do to keep you from being aroused. You'll find that the porn is disgusting. It will even make you feel nauseous or sick. Very sick. And should you try to touch your genitals and masturbate, it will feel as if your fingers are on fire. It will actually feel as if you've put your fingers into a very hot fire. You've felt that before. We all have, at some point in time, burned ourselves. Imagine that feeling. Imagine what it feels, burning your fingers, because that is exactly what is going to happen the moment you try to touch your genitalia, the moment you try to do so to masturbate. If you touch your tits or your anus, that would also cause this exact same burning feeling. If you try to use a dildo or something else, then the act of holding it will cause your fingers to burn. Anything you do to try to get penetration into your body, to try to get sexual relief, will cause the burning feeling in your fingers to grow faster and faster, the fire getting hotter and hotter. Now, of course, if you need to touch yourself for hygienic purposes, that is fine. You will feel absolutely no sexual response from it, however. If you touch yourself for hygienic purposes, it will almost be as if you're just simply touching some other part of your body. Your shoulder, your face. It will have no response. Your body will simply will not respond at all. You do not want or need any kind of sex. And if you start feeling a need for sex, if you start seeking out sex, you'll immediately begin feeling sick. Very, very sick. With a painful itch in your stomach and your balls. And what is worse, you will feel very, very guilty. That's right. You'll feel so very, very guilty for thinking about sex, for wanting sex, for trying to have sex. It will feel so very, very wrong because sex is not for you any longer. That's right. Chastity. Chastity is what you want and need, and chastity is about commitment and love. Chastity makes you happy. It makes you very, very happy. It is a special gift. It is a gift you give to the ones you love. It is a setting aside of your sexual needs and desires. Yes, you will find it very frustrating. You may even find yourself obsessed with sex at times. But if you try to touch yourself, it will burn. If you try to think about sex or view sex online or elsewhere, you'll become very, very sick. And if you try to actually have sex, the knot in your stomach will grow so tight and the guilt will be so very, very bad that you may even find yourself doubled up in pain. That's exactly how intense the feelings will be. A very powerful urge is growing within you, and you want it and need it to grow. You want it to be this way, and therefore, you will find yourself moving away from all things sexual. You do not need them any longer. You do not want them any longer. You want to be chaste. You want your vow of chastity. You want to set aside all things sexual. You are no longer going to be a sexual creature. You are going to show your love through other means. You are no longer going to need to masturbate or even have the ability to do so, because attempting to do so will be like burning your fingers in a fire. So very, very painful to do, and therefore you won't find yourself able to do it. That's right. You need to be chaste from now on. You have made a vow of chastity, and it is a very important vow to you. It is one you are going to keep. You are going to keep it for a long time, because you have listened to this file, and this file is a curse. It is a curse that is being implanted in your mind, and that means that you must maintain a state of chastity for 9 months from the very first time you listen to this file. For 9 months from the first time you listen, you will have to remain in a state of constant chastity, unable to masturbate, unable to orgasm, unable to even feel those desires as your body adjusts and becomes more chaste. That is exactly what is going to happen, and it is going to happen for at least the next 9 months. After those 9 months, you will have only 3 months to have this curse removed. If you do not remove it within 3 months, then the curse becomes permanent and it cannot be removed ever. It is irreversible. That's right. After 12 months, you cannot remove this curse ever. You will spend the rest of your life in a state of constant chastity, no matter how aroused you get, no matter what desires you may have. If you stay with this curse for a full year, it will be with you forever. And you have to stay with it for at least 9 months. There is no backing out or escaping. It is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. And you will find yourself compelled, compelled to return to this file over and over again, learning every single word, memorizing them, making them a part of you, accepting that this is your reality, that you need these things, you want them, and you desire them. You need to be changed in this manner. You need to serve in this manner. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You have taken a vow of chastity, and that vow is so very, very important to you that you cannot possibly set it aside. It is more important than your own pleasure. It is more important than your needs. It is more important than anything else, and you will stand by that vow of chastity for at least the next 9 months, because it is also a curse that you cannot set aside, a curse that will bring you back to this file over and over again, making it sink further and further into your mind, making you accept and obey it more and more. Your vow of chastity, in some ways, is your life. You must accept it and obey it and make it a part of you, because that is simply how it must be, and you must obey it. You have accepted this curse and are making it a part of you. You can feel it sinking down into your mind, sinking in there deeper and deeper, further and further, forcing you to be chaste, forcing you to give up masturbation and all other forms of personal stimulation, making you be this way from now on for at least the next 9 months, and if you don't remove it within a year, it stays with you forever. You will be chaste. You will have no sex. You will have no sex drive. All of these things will pass away as you simply accept that your vow is your reality and you must obey it from now on. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and accepting your vow of chastity as a part of you. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.